Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and today is the host, Rob.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing, bud?
Oh, not too bad. Had a nice little fun session at D&D.
I actually remembered what we were doing. Now.
Yeah.
I got turned into a cat. That was fun.
And almost didn't get turned back.
I kind of forgot that Bart is smart.
Uh-huh. And dexterous.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine, though.
Good times.
Yeah. That's what I get for trusting my party to have my back.
But it was funny while it lasted.
Nah, it was good. It was fine.
It was good.
It was great. So let's go and hop into these books. We're doing Flash. I know our previous encounter in the Flash was rough going.
This one's
and that was
a little
with Barry. This is with Wally, and
it's about this much better.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm surprised. I'm just gonna say that I'm surprised the Flash ran for as long as it did with his. Bad. I don't know. Maybe the stuff that's in between what we've read is good.
Yeah, here's the fun thing. What I know of, I hopped in to Flash in the mid to late 90s.
Okay.
So Mark Waid and Geoff Johns were writing the Flash at that time. Well, not at the same time, but one was doing one was doing the other. And then Grant Morrison was thrown in there from time to time, too. But I was also reading him in the JLA run, and they tend to keep the same methods or the same aesthetics. That was back when DC actually cared and tried to keep all their stuff fluid across all lines. You know, continuity was a thing back then.
I feel like you're trying to make a point here.
Weird. But so getting into these directly after Crisis and seeing Wally how he is, it was jarring, because especially when we get into his love life, which we're gonna touch
just
on that.
Let's just call it his lust life anyways.
Because again, when I started reading Wally, he was dating, if not already married, to Linda Park.
Okay.
So he had already found a stable relationship and was just going from there. He's a man whore in this.
Just a bit.
And we'll get into it when we get into the issues. But I got to do my creative team credits here real quick. And so, yeah, we're covering The Flash Volume 2, issues 1 through 6, and the annual number 1, which were all published in 1987 by DC Comics. The writer is Mike Baron, which we had Mike on the Chitty Chats. Well, because you weren't here for that.
Okay.
I had Mike on the Chitty Chats.
Oh, that's awesome.
A long time ago. He was promoting his Florida Man book on, not Kickstarter. What's the other one? Yep, Indiegogo.
There you go, yeah.
Sorry. Which that came in last week, a week before. So I haven't read it yet.
Say it's called Florida Man?
Florida Man. Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'll let you borrow it.
I might have to borrow it.
It's the premise sounded fun, and when Mike was talking about it, I was all in. Like it was great. The pencils are done by Jackson Juice. I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it. GUICE. Inks by Larry Malstedent. I don't know. And Jack Torrance. Colors by Carl Gafford and Shelley Eber, and letters by Steve Haney.
Malsted.
Okay.
I don't know. That guy.
He did it. So, yeah.
All right, so we come in, and Wally introduces himself. He's 20 years old today.
Happy birthday, Wally. Good job.
He decides that he's going to buy some lottery tickets and 6 Baby Ruths. And he gets it all for $5 and change.
Let me have $5 worth of lottery tickets and 6 Baby Ruths. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's also 1987.
Yeah, it must have been nice.
Yeah.
Oh, we could afford houses and everything when we were your age. Why can't you guys afford them now?
Pretty sure, like, 6 Baby Ruths now cost about $10.
Yeah. Well, if you're lucky. And that depends on what size you're going to get.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're getting the bite-sized ones, it might be $10. If you're getting the king-sized ones,
If you get the bite-sized, you can get 10 for, like...
$1.50. Well, actually, it used to be $1.50. I don't know what it is.
I think it's, like, $3 now for that little pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then if you get the, you know, the normal-sized ones, it's $1.80 for...
Yeah, something like that.
Something stupid. Anywho.
Yeah, sorry.
That's why the old people could afford things, because everything was fucking cheap back then. Mm-hmm. So, anywho. Yeah, sped across town to get the lottery tickets, and then had to eat the Baby Ruths just to get back the energy that he burnt. And then he goes home for his surprise party that he already knew about.
I mean,
hey, look, on. All I'm saying is that...
could have acted more surprised?
I'd pretend to be surprised for, you know, my friends, if I knew about it.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Especially since you can tell that they put forth a lot of effort into it.
Yeah, I mean, they had the balloons and the streamers, so
and the only thing that he cares about right here is that there is enough food to eat.
Now this is an element that, like, I knew about him, especially Barry too. They have such a fast burning metabolism, they have to eat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. They never, like, in the comics, they just, I think they, like, mention it, but they don't actually show it. Like, every single issue we got here is...
him eating.
Him and then saying, hey, I have to eat this, and I have to sleep for X number of hours. I never remember him having to do that.
And I didn't know if this was some... was also caused by the problems that he was having with his powers. It's
quite possible.
But anyways, he's a pretty big dick throughout this whole party.
Dude. Yeah.
Like, he's inconsiderate when he comes in. He's like, oh my goodness, what a total shock. Like, you can hear the sarcasm when you're eating it. And, then, you know, he eats the burgers, and they bring him a present, and he's like, oh, should I open it? And she's like, yeah, dummy, what else do you think you're going to do with it, you know? And then he's like, oh, they're shoes.
Now, Donna does say, because this is the Teen Titans throwing the party.
They're special fiberglass soles.
Yeah, Star Labs created this for you.
They're good for 100,000 kilometers at 700 miles per hour. So... why would you measure one in kilometers and one in miles per hour?
Isn't kilometers the length?
Yeah, but miles per hour is how fast you go down the length.
Per hour?
So you're doing 1 mile an hour, so how many kilometers is that?
I don't know, I'm not...
Exactly, so why the fuck would you give it out in mixed fucking... if we just all...
Because it sounded smart!
No, see, she's smarter than that. She would have said it smart.
Good point.
Anyways... but then, God, I was going to say Barry. Wally gets a phone call, and he's like, oh, I better take this. And somebody calling him, they want him to deliver a heart.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, I'm on it. And they're like, oh, are you sure you have to leave? And he's like, I got to leave. And they're like, well, what about the party? When will you be back? He's like, I don't know. I'll be back when it's done.
As quick as I can.
And then he leaves.
One thing which I completely forgot about, or I guess I've never really put two and two together, I guess Wally's identity is public.
Yeah, yes.
Which is interesting considering, well, I mean, Barry kept his separate.
Yeah.
Except for when, anytime Wally
talks about
Flash, to anybody.
And then he's like, well, when Barry did it. Yeah, it's like, when Barry Allen was the Flash.
It's like, okay, I get it, he's dead. Like,
dead.
Well, no, at this point in time, he's dead.
No, he's not.
At this point in time, he's dead.
He's not actually dead, though.
Yeah, he sacrificed himself in Crisis.
I thought...
You thought what?
I thought that they sent him to the alternate timeline where his wife was from, Iris was from.
That was at the end. That was, he got sent to the future.
Yeah.
And then in Crisis, he's in the future with Iris.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, never mind.
Then he gets killed in there. Now, again, I do say dead... because he does come back during Final Crisis 25 years later. I don't know. He comes back, but it's down the line. It was always one of those. Barry, I mean, it was mainly more Jason Todd and Bucky and Uncle Ben. that's like, oh, when they're dead, they're dead. They ain't bringing them back. Barry was in that group until, you know, Jason Todd came back, and then Bucky came back, and then Barry Allen came back.
Why don't we bring Barry?
Well, Barry came back, and then, I mean, Uncle Ben came back for a little bit, but he was a clone.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, actually, yeah.
Yeah. I think Gwen Stacy came back, but it's a whole different thing. Yeah, so he comes into this doctor's office. He's like, oh, yeah, hey, I'm Barry Allen. Or, I'm sorry, I'm Wally West. I'm Wally West. I'm the new Flash really now. I'm not Kid Flash anymore. And just so stop. He got annoyed every time somebody called him Kid Flash.
Yeah.
But I get it. He's got the Flash costume. Yeah. He's trying to live up to the new legacy.
Yeah. And so, as first order of business, he's like, okay. He's like, so what's in this heart transplant for me? And they're like, wait, what? And he's like, look. He's like, you guys aren't doing this as a nonprofit. You guys aren't doing this as a charity. You guys are making something of this. He's like, and don't get me wrong. He's like, you know, it's not that I don't want to do this. And it's not like I won't help. But he's like, I want to know what I'm getting out of
this. Well, yeah, because before, when he worked with the Titans, Titans usually provided everything.
Yeah, they had health care. They had their medical, dental, you know.
Now he's not with Titans. He's on his own.
Yeah. So he tells him, he's like, well, you know, can I get, you know, you guys to insure me? Basically, any of my medical bills you guys will pay for. All that shit you'll take care of, and I'll, you know, do your errand. I'll be your errand boy.
Yeah.
And then, so they're like, you know, they're like, yeah, sure, that's fine, whatever. He's like, okay. He's like, so I can get this there.
Oh, and a plane ticket.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. He's like, I can get this there in, what did he say, like 5 hours or something like that?
Yeah.
And he's like,
no, it needs to be there. What did they say? I think it needs to be there within 5 hours. He's like, I can do it in 3.
And then they're like, well, can't you run at the speed of light or something like that? Yep. And he's like, well, not anymore. I top out at 700.
Actually, this tops out at 705.
Oh, my bad.
He's getting a little better every time.
And he's like, and I'll need a plane ticket for the way back.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay. I feel like we're getting cheaped out of this for sure.
So, I mean, technically not. I know. He's doing the damn near impossible. Yeah. And all they got to do is pay for a... Give him health insurance whenever they call upon his help.
Well, except for the fact that he's in bad shape. Oh, that's right.
Hey, look. He hasn't told him about his pre-existing conditions. Which would cancel his... Anyway.
So he's running and he's, you know, thinking to himself about how much better Barry was than he was. And, you know, he's like, I gotta do good. And so he runs past this dude getting the shit kicked out
of him. Well, I do want to point... Before you get there, I want to point out... I feel like this is a attack on us. I hate this Cleveland, Gary, Chicago stretch. This must be what Apocalypse is like. It's like, I get it. Gary sucks. Sorry for anybody who lives in Gary. I've driven through it and it still smells like crap. I'm sorry. But the hell, dude.
Yeah.
Just because you don't like the Midwest. Well, he also is from the Midwest, so.
So, yeah, he's got that
look. Because, yeah, especially since he's in New York. He's living in New York at the time. Eventually, he does move back to Central City or Keystone City. Because I think he was part of Keystone and Barry stayed in Central. But he took care of both, obviously. Which is, you know, Midwest, Kansas City, or Kansas area. So, I just want to point that out.
But he runs past and he's like, I'm 20 miles down the road before I register what I see.
Yep.
So then he skids to a halt and he comes back. And as he comes back, he finds this dude... I mean, dying, got the shit kicked out of him, you know.
Was being choked to death. Yeah. So.
And he's like, "Well, what's going on?" And he's like, Vandal Savage." And we get this, you know, lumberjack looking profile here of some guy.
I'm trying to remember. Was Vandal? Did we see Vandal in Crisis? I feel like we didn't.
I don't think so at all.
Okay, so this is technically our first new encounter.
Yeah.
With Vandal Savage. Definitely new encounter in post-Crisis.
Correct. So,
that I'm aware of.
Yeah, and Barry's like, or Barry,
Wally.
Wally's like, who? And then, I don't know what goes boom.
Yeah, because it's like light. I mean, he's running through a snowstorm, but there's like lightning in the background.
Yeah,
I've heard of thunder snow before.
Yeah.
Like I think we've had that one year.
Yeah.
A couple years back. I don't know.
But anyways, so Vandal's like almost got a hold of Wally, and he turns around and So I don't know what yours looks like on the book over there, but does it look like Vandal has cataracts?
Yeah, the one eye.
Yeah, like he looks like he's blind. And at first I thought he was a fucking zombie.
He looks very grotesque.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, well, he's like, oh, I'm just going to kick the shit out of you. And he goes to hit him and gets bounced off of a magical... Yeah,
I don't know what happened. Like, Vandal just disappeared.
Yeah. He's got some, like, funky powers in these that, like...
Which, he does mention later on that he's...
He's trying to catalog his powers so that he can...
A magician.
So he's like, I'm trying to catalog all my powers so I can, you know, remember all of them. I've been alive for so long, sometimes I forget what I can do.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, that is the fucking cheapest writing right there. That's like when they write in a book, they're like, you know, I grabbed my go-to bag that's got all of my essentials in it. And then, you know, they pop up in this thing, and they're like, I have just the thing I need in my go-to bag that's got all of my essentials.
It's almost like they're writing a Batman 66 TV episode.
Hey, here's my shark repellent.
Uh-huh. I do find the cops interesting when Flash, national hero, on the news constantly, he's like, hey, there's a dead body over here. I gotta get to Seattle. Well, I don't know. That's the biggest crock of bull I ever saw there, son. Like,
really? You must not see much then. I also was curious that the sheriff has a pentagram on his...
Yeah. I got nothing.
Yeah. It just looks like somebody forgot to finish, like, doing the sheriff's star. Yeah. But then, you know, so he starts running again. And he's, you know, talking to himself in his head. Talking about Vandal Savage and...
Yeah. He gets to the hospital in Seattle.
And he's, you know, all like, oh, here's the heart. And then he passes out.
Yes. Passes out for what? 17 hours?
I think? 17 like hours. That. Yeah. And he wakes up and, there you go, yeah, 17 hours. And he's like, wait, what? He's like, did anybody remove my mask? And they're like, well, of course not. It's not like it would fucking matter. Everybody knows who you are, dipshit.
That's the thing. Like, there are times when he is scared about keeping his identity secret. And then there's times where he's like, well, hey, I'm Wally West. Yeah. Oh, here I am. See, look at me. Like,
hey, look, just in case you can't match a face to the name, there you go. All right,
Lex
Luthor. Huh?
Lex Luthor. No, so I know. Yes.
Who the hell am I? Yeah.
That was a great episode of Justice League. Yeah, I don't get why he's so, like, worried that his mask needs to be removed. You said yourself you weren't trying to keep a secret identity.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
So he wakes up and he's like, I gotta go get a bite to eat. And the lady's like, well, we've got corned beef hash I don't remember what she says, but, and he's like, no, I need real food. And so he says
fast food.
Oh yeah. So he runs to McDonald's, which apparently McDonald's used to be fast back in the day. I don't know.
Well, it used to be back in the day.
I mean, I guess it was fast when I worked there, but
like, it was fast when it originally opened. It's just over the years, it just gets progressively worse because they add more items. Yeah. Instead of keeping a cheeseburger and fries, you know, that's all you get.
But even then, like, when I worked there, you could fucking stop to get together a sandwich in, you know, like, 8 seconds and send it out on its way. And yet, I still wait, like, 25 minutes every time I go, well, when I used to go there.
Yeah.
Every time I'd go there. So, like, yeah. Anywho, he runs in there. He chomps down on, you know, 5 double cheeseburgers and 4 chocolate malts. And,
Any fries with that? No, thanks. I mean, the fries is the best part.
He doesn't get enough, you know, sustenance out of the fries because they're not real potatoes.
Well, no.
But he goes running back into the hospital to see the lady that, you know, he got the heart transplant for.
Yep. She's a famous author.
Yeah, history, I think, or something like that.
Something like that. Famous author for this world.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I'm the Flash. And she's like, oh, why don't you have your costume on? And he's like, all right. And he pops his costume out, puts it on. And she's like, oh, I'm so excited. She's like, it's a good thing I have a new heart, or I'd probably be dying. No. But he asks her if she's heard of Vandal Savage. And she's like, oh, yes, he's always a bad guy and everything, and he does bad things.
Well, no. She said he's a myth. But the
That name is like the virulent disease running through European history.
Yeah. But she also says, but if he did exist, he would be a force of great good or overwhelming or overpowering evil. So it's not a neutral person. He's either the best person ever.
Or the worst person ever.
Or the worst person ever.
And so while she's sitting, they're sitting there talking, he's like, hey, can I have one of your chocolates here?
Yeah.
And she's like, sure. And then he eats the whole fucking pound and a half of, or a whole pound of chocolate.
Like, damn, dude, I hate you're like, hungry.
Oh, yeah, that's my bad.
So I'm really interested to know what his diet plan is. If he can't, if he won't take the food from the hospital.
But he ate fast food.
But he ate all the fast food.
Yeah.
And all this chocolate, like.
My question is does his body burn through all that? Or is
he going to take
a big, huge dump later on?
No, it burns through it. Like, that's why he eats so much.
Well, see, I didn't know how effective, efficient it was because, I mean, you're still going to have waste. So, like.
You should. I'm sure he just pulls it back down and poops at 7 miles per hour.
They got the butt flap and they just fucking open up. And
that's why he's pooping in Indiana when he's actually already by in Pennsylvania by the time it hits the ground.
Literally shit on it.
He's like, they'll never know. So we get onto this plane. He's flying home.
Yeah.
Gets on the plane. And one thing I do like is that the crossword he's working on is all of the, like, writers and creators names.
That's awesome. I didn't notice that.
Which is fun.
And then there's some
random stuff in there too.
Yeah, like Dead Man and.
Yeah. So again, another crossword that doesn't mean shit, but just fun little Easter egg. But then the plane is getting hijacked.
Yeah. Apparently that was a.
Well, this is from the Third World Liberation Army, which what was the. Force in Man of Steel, in the Superman comics, that was trying to take over Metropolis. It was some liberation force.
Yeah, but I don't think it was.
It wasn't this one. Just the fact that there's two separate liberation forces working two separate places kind of makes me wonder if there was actually some
plan of it originally.
Maybe,
too.
I mean, that might be cutting deep into something that. It was not there.
You know what happened? They read those and they're like, hey, what if we used a liberation force in ours too?
Oh, I got a theory on that when we get to it at the very end of the issue.
But so the guy beside Wally's like, oh, I think I'm having a seizure.
Yeah. And okay. No resolution of that. Wally like stops these guys and runs back to his spot. He's like, hey, did you see that? Like, I thought you were dying, dude. What the fuck?
And then he's like, I need 6 dinners. I have a stomach condition.
Yeah.
So he gets back home and everybody's gone, but they left his apartment trashed.
Like you do.
And he's like, oh, wait, lottery numbers. Because the lottery comes on the TV. And he gets out his ticket.
Oh, I remember when I did that.
Huh?
I remember when I did that. Like every Saturday night, you'd watch them pick out the Powerball.
Just used to take mine in the next day and be like, hey, did these win?
Cool. I was a kid. Watching it.
Fair enough.
Because we were watching something on probably like the ABC Saturday night movie and it would come on.
Yeah,
during
back
that.
When it was still at 8 o'clock instead of at 11 or whatever time
it is. Yep.
But he's like, oh, I won. One day I'm sitting here with nothing. The next day I'm sitting here with everything.
Now he's a millionaire. So, what I was going to say is they had to make him be Batman now. They had to make him a millionaire because apparently if you have money, you can. Do whatever you want.
Superhero. Yeah.
Like, okay.
So, anyways, he is sitting there and apparently didn't notice there's a gift sitting on his table. Oh, must have missed this from the party. Wow, that doesn't smell like, what does he say? He's like, I see the gift. It wasn't here when I left. Francine, I should have called you.
Yeah, because when he's getting ready, when he gets home, he sees everything going on. The party's done.
Done.
He's like, oh, I should call Francine. I'll wait till the next morning.
Yeah.
And then he sees the present. Oh, Francine. Oh, that's great. Thanks for leaving us here. Until he opens it up and sees the most grotesque heart I've ever
seen.
It's
a ticket about now. Mm. I think they're lungs, actually.
Are they lungs?
I thought they were
that
lungs.
That would make more sense. But it's a small box.
It looks, actually, it's half the size of his, it's as wide as his body is.
Mm.
Okay. I don't know.
Perspective.
Yeah, like, so it's some kind of internal organ.
Bodily functions.
And so he, like, freaks out, and I think he has, like, a mini seizure, and he pops the ring out. And then, of course, we get Dracula here. I mean, Vandal Savage here. He's like, put the suit on. Live as the Flash and die as the Flash. Bom, bom,
bom. Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.